Dr. Emily Funk Reynolds, and you are listening to the Confessions of a Young Doctor podcast, where we are striving for a balance at work and at home so that we can be the best for our patients, our family, and most importantly, for ourselves. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about goals. When I first opened my practice, I was really just trying to get people in the door. And then I would say probably about month 3 or 4, once we started picking up a little bit, I implemented monthly goals where I would share them with the team at the beginning of every month. And then if we met the goals, I would buy them lunch. And I don't know, I kind of just wanted to motivate them to be excited about the practice growing, just like I was. So they really enjoyed it. But to be honest, the numbers that I was coming up with were pretty arbitrary. I had no idea how I really should be doing, so I would kind of just like increase the numbers every month from the month previously. And sometimes we would hit them, sometimes we wouldn't, but I had nothing really to go off of. So for our 9 months of our first year, I did those goals and I pretty much just kind of looked over the previous month and came up with numbers, like I said, arbitrarily. But when we got through all of year one, I did a big meeting with the team, kind of like a year in review, and went through each quarter how we did and what our goals were for the previous year. So this really gave me and them a clearer picture of the practice, and it also gave us a baseline for, you know, years to come. And the big thing for me, I think, is that it gave me some sense of seasonality for our area, because if you talk to colleagues, different geographic locations will have different seasonal trends. So, I mean, there's some things like September is traditionally back to school, which for an orthodontic office, I want to say mostly across the board, is a slower month. But for a lot of practices, the summer is really, really busy because the kids are off. But actually, for me in my area, a lot of people who live there have second homes at like the beach. So a lot of times kids and parents will almost like move to the beach for the summer. So I was kind of surprised by that in year one when our July and June were slower, because I was thinking, okay, I'm an orthodontist, the summer is busy time. And that actually wasn't really the case. So I did a whole episode on the first year in review. So if you haven't listened to that, I would highly recommend going back and giving it a listen. Just gives kind of a good baseline of what we did for the whole year, and I lay everything out and talk about what our goals were going to be going into year two. So the big goal, if you didn't listen to that episode, was that I wanted to double our production in year two, because from what I've learned, this is kind of the industry standard for startups. So you should ideally double your production in the second year. So I want to talk a little bit about how I'm using that data to come up with quarterly and monthly goals. So I thought a lot about the best way to do this and explain it. So I'm going to first just walk you through with words how I figured it out. but I'm afraid that it might get a little bit lost in the audio. So just bear with me as I explain everything, and then I promise we will do it with some kind of real numbers to demonstrate the point, because I think that it's easier to follow along if we do the numbers. So with that being said, if you get lost when I go through this the first time, just hang on for a couple more minutes, because we will eventually plug in some numbers and I think that will help it to make more sense. Okay, so I came up with that goal of doubling production in year two, and what I then did was I took our year one production and then multiplied it by two, and that would be our goal for year two. So then I took that overall year two goal and divided it by four. So in theory, that would give me each quarter. However, we are a growing business, so it would make sense that we would continue to grow throughout year two, just like we did throughout year one. So our Q4 was better than our Q1. So you want to kind of take that goal and adjust for the exponential non-constant growth that you're going to have, and then also seasonality. So now that I have year one under my belt, I have some sense of seasonality. So for example, our Q3 was usually a little bit less productive than, say, Q1. So that's how you can use that to come up with an overall Q1 goal. So then once you have your monetary production Q1 goal, then you want to take that number and figure out what that translates to in consults. So this, I'm talking about for an orthodontic practice, because we are based on our consults, and that is what is, you know, our current production and predicts future collections. So my goal is to find out how many consults we need. So for the Q1, once you have your average case fee, which is important if you take insurance, you want to adjust for that. So for example, in an insurance practice, if your case fee is, say, $8,000, if you participate with insurance and the insurance UCR is $4,000, it doesn't matter that your case fee is $8,000. You can't charge in-network patients any more than $4,000. So you want to know kind of what the average fee that it's coming out to, even for your insurance patients, your cash patients, just kind of have a rough mixture of everybody, and then find out what the average case fee of that is. Okay, so once you have your Q1 production goal, and then you know your average case fee, then you are going to take that Q1 goal and divide it by your average case fee. So that basically is telling you how many starts you need that month. At this point too, you can also account for anything that you may already have scheduled. So say it's December, but you had people come in for consults and they said, hey, I want to wait until my flexible spending account renews in January. So you should know how much production you have scheduled for the month of January. So you want to take that and subtract anything that is already scheduled. So then that will give you a new amount, and that is how much production, unscheduled production, you still need to go out and get. Okay, so you know how much unscheduled production you need, and then you're going to divide that by your average case fee, and then you're going to take that number and divide by your average conversion rate, and that is going to tell you how many consults you need to schedule. Okay, so hopefully I haven't totally lost you, but if I have, that's okay. We're going to do it with some real numbers, and hopefully that will help this to make more sense. Okay, I am going to use lower numbers only because they are easier to do the math. So let's say that your year one production was 100K. I hope that it is more than that, but let's say that it was 100K. Then if your goal is to double your production in year two, that would mean that you want to bring in 200K in production. So if you take that 200K and you divide it over four quarters, that comes out to 50K per quarter. Now, again, it doesn't really make sense if you say, hey, every quarter I'm going to make the exact same amount, because hopefully your practice is growing as the year goes on, and you want to try to account for some seasonality. So I'm just going to say that even though the practice is going to continue to grow, generally Q1 is a little bit better because January and February are a little bit higher months, because of that pent-up demand from people waiting until after the holidays and insurance renewing. So I'm going to say that I do want to keep Q1 goal at 50K and just go from there. Again, this is just to make it easy for math purposes and so that I don't totally confuse you in this episode. So let's say our goal for Q1 is 50K. But I already know that I have 8K of production scheduled in the months of January and February. So that is already on the books. So if I take that 8K and subtract it from the 50K that I need or that I want, that tells me I need to produce 42K more in order to meet my goal. So then I'm going to take that adjusted goal amount and divide by my average case fee. So let's say that my average case fee is 6K. I'm going to take that 42K, divide by 6K, and that's going to tell me that I need 7 converted consults. So that means that I need 7 people to come in and sign a contract, do their down payment, and start treatment. Now, that's great, but I need to know, in order to get 7 converted patients, how many consults do I need to schedule? So then I'm going to take that 7 and divide by my conversion rate. So let's say that my conversion rate is 70%. So I'm going to take 7 divided by 0.7, and that will give me 10. So I need at least 10 consults scheduled in Q1 in order to meet my goal of 50K, because I already have 8K of production scheduled in the months of January and February, and I need 7 more people to start treatment. So in order to do that, keeping my 70% conversion rate, I need to schedule a total of 10 consults. And that is how you come up with a meaningful goal that actually makes sense and will help you to get to the point where you want to be. Now, you may have noticed that during that, I relied on 2 things. 1, what my average case fee is, and 2, what my average conversion rate is. If you don't have that data, it makes it really hard to come up with these numbers. Virtually impossible. So that's why it is incredibly important to make sure that you are tracking this stuff. You want to have some idea what is going on in your practice, especially as a startup, so that you can see if you're trending in the right direction. I have a prior episode all about the monthly reports that I run, and in there, that's where I'll talk about conversion rate. So if you missed that episode, go back and listen to it. It's a good one with a lot of great information about how to kind of keep a pulse on your practice. Now, I know that this system is not perfect. Are you interested in starting your own practice but have no idea where to start? Does the thought of contracts, entity formation, demographics, staffing, marketing, equipment overwhelm you beyond belief? Well, don't worry, you're not alone. The process of opening a practice is a long one, but there's just one thing you must do first before you even consider any of those nitty-gritty steps. Develop a strong practice vision. Having a vision for your future practice provides a guiding light to get you to your goal. And the best part, it's completely free, requires absolutely no contact with any contractors, real estate agents, or bankers. If you're even considering starting a practice, you need to start with your vision. I've developed a quick start guide to help you get the wheels in motion. Click the link in the show notes to download my free guide to developing your practice vision. I'm so excited for you to take this first step. So pause the episode here, download the guide, and start building your dream. So this exercise is definitely not foolproof, right? Because things happen, situations change. Somebody who you already have scheduled might end up calling and canceling their appointment because they decide to go with another office, or something happens in their personal life and they're not ready to start treatment. Your case fees for that month might not come out to your overall exact average. You might have more people with lower cost treatment plans, or you might have more people with more expensive treatment plans. But the idea is just to get a feel for where you need to be so that when you're coming up with goals, you are doing so in a meaningful way. And it also helps to see where you are in the process of your overall goals. So like I said, if we know that our big year two goal is to double production, we want to make sure that after Q1, we see where we're tracking, right? Are we on track with what we were thinking? Do we need to maybe step it up a little bit in terms of marketing to get some more patients in the door? Or are we okay if maybe we have lower months in Q3 because our Q1 and Q2 were really strong? The whole idea with this is just to provide a rough guide for you when it comes to setting goals, rather than just arbitrarily pulling numbers that sound good out of your brain. And maybe your goals are slightly different than mine. Maybe, you know, you're not as focused on production. Maybe there's another metric that you want to look at. This same idea of starting and working your way backwards can still apply. So maybe you want to try to get more patients to do whitening along with their treatment or something like that. Figure out the overall number and then work your way back to see how many patients you need to maybe offer whitening to in order to get that many people to convert. But if you just put big pie in the sky numbers out there and you don't systemize a way to get there, it makes it much more difficult to know how you're tracking and then also get to the goals. You don't want to throw big numbers out there that really aren't realistic, and you don't want to make too low of numbers that are going to be easy for you to crush no problem. It's all about setting healthy amounts of stretch in there so that you know that you are continuing to grow. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope you can maybe use this philosophy to set goals for something else, even maybe in your personal life, if not in your practice. But as always, it would mean a lot if you guys found this episode helpful to share it with a friend or let someone who you think might benefit from the show know about the podcast. I really just do this as kind of a passion project, and I want to help as many other young doctors get the confidence to open their own practice. You can follow along on Instagram at doctor.confessions for more daily updates, and I will catch you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.